What?
Mid-morning music and conversation with Ian Skye on BBC Radio Derby.
Friday morning, it's nearly 17 minutes past 11. It has been remarked upon that it seems to be the season for, shall we say, the older lady to have given the younger ones a bit of a run for their money. Firstly, there's Mary Byrne belting out a tune or two on The X Factor until her demise last weekend, of course. Felicity Flexible Kendall showing her daring dance moves on Strictly. Pamela Stevenson as well, who'll be 62 years old tomorrow, still sassying alongside competitors half her age. So we wondered if this is just something celebrities find easy to do, or are 60-somethings living life to the full in the prime of their lives? Joining me now is Marie Bradley. Marie is originally from Chesterfield, and I hope she won't mind saying, is in the same age bracket we're discussing. That's fair to say, isn't it, Marie?
Yes, it is. It's very fair to say.
Thank you very much for coming on. So there's this term that's been coined, sassy, which kind of stands for 60-something, single, and having the time of your life. Would you say you are?
Well, yes, I'm definitely having the time of my life. I've never heard the word sassy. I've heard silver surfers and golden oldies, but sassy is a new one to me.
I mean, whereabouts are you now? Because you moved down from Derbyshire, didn't you?
Yes, I'm in London. I'm in at the present moment in Millbank BBC, which is very new to me. And
but you live
in Kennington.
A busy cosmopolitan life in London, then?
Very. I find that I'm a member of a few clubs, which gives me a very good foundation, because you're given opportunities. But then my main passion is cricket, and I live very near the Oval. I can walk to the Oval, and
very
I'm a
handy
train ride from Lord's, so that makes it marvellous. And the theatre. I mean, here you could go to the theatre every day of the week.
And would you describe it as a, I mean, I know you've lived a full life up until this point of your life, and
yes,
some people are describing this as a kind of new freedom, this sort of single life at a later point of life. I mean, obviously, you know, there are pluses and negatives to being on your tod again, but do you find that freedom is a boon?
Yes, I think it's because we're of the generation that have pensions, works pensions and state pension, and I think that gives us freedom. And I think it was the way that we were told you can do what you like, you go out and do it. And I think that's given the women of my age confidence to enjoy life.
Do you think there's anything, some catching up to do maybe with how overall as a society we view ladies in later life?
Well, not with me. I find my daughters follow me, and younger people sort of go, oh, God, if she can do it, you know, so can we, you know.
Struggle to keep up from what I can tell from you.
Yes. Very much so.
And do you enjoy seeing the likes of Pamela Stevenson and Felicity Kendall on television sort of standing up for the more mature, wise lady?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm not the sporty type or the... I mean, yes, I'm fit and that, but I'm not the sort to go to the gym and everything. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think Pamela Stevenson, I mean, she must have lost 2 dress sizes. She looks absolutely fantastic. And Felicity Kendall, I mean, she looked like a gem, didn't she? And oh, God, how she could bend. It was marvellous.
Are you growing old gracefully, or would you say you're actually being a little bit naughty?
Oh, I'm not growing old gracefully. I'm enjoying life, and if there's more opportunities, that you look younger. I mean, my mother was a very smartly dressed lady, but she wouldn't wear the clothes I'm now wearing. You have a far wider choice of clothes, so therefore you can dress to suit yourself, which makes you look younger. You have a marvellous range of makeups, so and hairdressers. It's a different... We're a new generation, and I suppose my daughters will say, oh, well, my mother did so-and-so, but look at us.
Yeah, you're setting the bar quite half high for them, I imagine. They're going to feel the pressure to be glamorous until goodness knows when.
Well, yes. Yes, I think so.
And do you still like doing new things as well, Marie?
Oh, God, yes. All the time. At the present moment, I'm very involved with... We have a fantastic Kennington Association, which is wonderful. Kennington is like a village in London. It's the most friendly place I've ever been. And we go out for the days. And at the present moment, we're trying to find places where we can go with our bus passes, which are absolutely fantastic. We can go all within the circle of